All right, we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative, just plain right, and saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, we're in number one of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling this one the Internal Rescue Service. That's not funny. But okay. All right, being euphemistic, but not necessarily hilarious. The Internal Rescue Service. So here's the deal. Why do people worry about the IRS? Well, because they have the ability to invade your life and to basically take your resources and tell you it's for the greater good, and you can either pay huge amounts of money to fight paying them huge amounts of money, or you can suck it up and just pay them huge amounts of money. That's called a lose-lose proposition. So the only one that wins is the IRS. So yeah, there's that. So you may recall that the Democrats just ran through on a complete party line vote in both the House and the Senate. They ran through a bill that they're calling the Inflation Reduction Act. Inflation Reduction Act. It ain't. It won't. It's just, you know, to me it's antithetical to common sense. It's almost like an insult. Not almost, it is. It's an insult that they would say, hey, we're going to spend $738 billion on climate change and the IRS, and we're going to say that it reduces your inflation. Tell me what in there reduces inflation. Nothing. Well, you know, Stephanie Granholm, the Department of Energy Secretary, says that if you can, if you will pay for new energy-efficient windows in your house, or pay to put solar panels on your house, you can get a tax credit in this bill, and that'll save you money in the long run. What an asinine thing to say. What a completely out of touch. Let them eat cake. That's where we are, all right? That's what it feels like. All right, that being said, even the Wall Street Journal's editorial board came out and said, this is a no-brainer, because they're going to be every American has an opportunity now to be targeted by the IRS with this expansion. Oh, no, says the White House. Only if you make more. We're only going after the rich folks who don't pay their fair share. And anyone making less than $400,000 a year, which, by the way, is the vast majority of Americans. That's you and I and everybody we tend to walk with, right? If you make under $400,000 a year, you won't be impacted by this. What a bold-faced lie. And I tell you what, the first person that gets audited after the bill gets signed by President Biden needs to waive that thing. Come on my show and we'll talk about it. Wall Street Journal editorial board, dated August 14th, that's 2 days ago. The middle class won't escape the new IRS audit wave. Says Democrats spent last week swearing that only high earners would be squeezed under their plan to beef up the IRS. It only took a few days for the Congressional Budget Office to put that narrative to rest. A quick analysis from the budget scorers confirmed that the audit expansion will ensnare the middle class. So here's the bottom line. Senator Mike Crapo, he asked the CBO to do a response to what he had gotten from the Democrats. He asked the Democrats about this. They said, you know, like White House Secretary, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the glass ceiling breaking press secretary, said, why not make it clear in the bill? After she had said, it's not about folks who make less than $400,000. Okay. He said, well, okay, fine. Then I'll propose an amendment to your bill. The amendment would ensure that new audits would exclude taxpayers earning less than $400,000. Democrats voted it down on a 51-50 vote. Because they don't want to have to be held accountable to it. They just want a talking point right now. Mr. Crapo, the senator, then asked the Congressional Budget Office to calculate the effect his amendment would have had. The agency found that increased scrutiny on filers earning less than $400,000 would account for $20 billion over 10 years, out of a total of about $204 billion the Democrats hope to collect through a bigger and badder IRS. So here's the bottom line. In order to meet the mark that they say they're going to meet with this new bill, they have no choice then but to audit the middle class. Period. That's where we're headed, folks. Well, CNN, MSNBC, and other Democrats are just mocking the fact that we have any concerns about this at all. They're like, what's the big deal? FoxNews.com runs a story dated today's date, actually. CNN, MSNBC, and Dems mock criticism of added IRS agents in the spending bill. Quote, it's preposterous. All right, so members of the left-leading media networks, CNN, MSNBC, and NBC, as well as leading Democrats, have mocked Republican criticism of funding in President Biden's proposed Inflation Reduction Act, which would double the Internal Revenue Service. Republican politicians have voiced concern. Democrats have repeatedly insisted it will not affect those making less than $400,000 a year. Both CNN and MSNBC admitted in on-air reports that an increase in the amount of taxes would allow the IRS to bolster its workforce. Nevertheless, Democrats and prominent media members respectively have called concerns about the IRS funding boost preposterous. It's just representative of what they call MAGA media's hatred of government. Well, he went so far as, like, Representative Katie Porter of Democrat California, when she was on MSNBC, she said, what a load of malarkey. She said the number... Okay, brace yourself for this one. Brace yourself. This is what a Democrat from California said on MSNBC and got away with it. She says, the number one agency that the American people would like to have more agents for and be more helpful and pick up the phone and build more better technology and be more responsive is the IRS. Do you live in the same world that I live? What color is the sky in your world, Representative Katie Porter? So I ask you, right side ruffians, how many of you have ever sat around out there on the deck with your friends or, you know, over dinner or having some barbecue? And, you know, Joe, what I was thinking was I'd feel a whole lot better if we had us a bigger IRS. Here, hold my beer. That's just not how things go, all right? The real world does not feel that way, Representative Porter. Representative Jim Hines, Democrat from Connecticut, he also threw cold water on concerns about bolstering the IRS. He suggested that Republican opposition to the bill is because they just want to make it easier for people to cheat on their taxes. Yeah, that's what we want. Then there's quotes from Brian Stelter and Chris Todd. I mean, never mind. I won't even read those. But here's the thing. One guy spoke truth. One expert from the Manhattan Institute, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute named Brian Riedel. And I think he was on NPR when he said this. Here's the quote. You ready? He says, quote, the income breakdown of the new audits is not clear. It'll be determined over time by the IRS. Clearly, the IRS does not need tens of thousands of new agents just to audit 800 billionaires or even America's millionaires. There will be a large population of agents left over to audit the middle class, and the CBO has assumed that at least $20 billion in new audit revenue over the decade will have to come from families earning less than $400,000 annually. Yeah, that's where we're headed, folks. I'm just telling you. Well, Daily Signal, a guy, David Harsanyi, I've read a number of his things. He's pretty good. David Harsanyi wrote a piece on Daily Signal dated August 12th, so this would be last Thursday, thereabouts. The Democrats' new reconciliation bill is going to be the biggest expansion of police state in American history. Wow. The biggest expansion of the police state in American history. He said only a statist could believe that a federal government, which already collects $4.1 trillion every year, which equates to $12,300 per citizen, supposedly needs 80 battalions of new IRS cops. If you pay your taxes, you have nothing to worry about, Democrats claim. But most law-abiding citizens know they have something to fear from a state agency that doesn't concern itself with due process, has no regard for your privacy, is empowered to target anyone it wants, and has no genuine oversight. And he said, and please spare us the nonsense about the IRS expansion focusing exclusively on high earners. Nothing in the bill the Democrats passed limits audits to a certain income. In fact, he points out in 2021, get this, this is key. In 2021, those making $25,000 or less were audited at a rate five times higher than anyone else. That's half of Alabama's median family income. Five times the rate of audits. We got a caller on line one, Boomer. What we got here? Let's see. Line one, Robert from Athens. How you doing today?
I'm okay. I wanted to quiz you about the origins of the 16th Amendment, which gives the government the power to tax incomes.
Well, you don't have to quiz me, Robert. Why? Just go ahead and talk.
Okay. The 16th Amendment was passed in 1913. It was ratified in 1913 because the government wanted to ban alcohol. Until then, the government relied on excise taxes to alcohol for all of its operations. And because they wanted to prohibit alcohol, they had to have a replacement tax, and so they decided to authorize the taxation of incomes.
Yep, and that's...
Now, in 1934, they repealed the 18th Amendment, and alcohol came back to America, but they kept the 16th.
Okay. So they, what you're saying is, they lost one tax source, they found a new one, then they got the old one back, and then they just kept the new one, too.
That's right.
I totally get it. I mean, try to pry something out of the hands of government that has a dollar sign on it. Once it's there, it's hard to get back.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's been my experience.
Well, I think you're right. That's, you know, and by what you talked about, though, that goes back to the old thing about the bootleggers looking out for the revenuers coming in, because that's what they were doing. The revenuers were trying to collect a tax on the alcohol and break down the stills if they were illegal because they weren't licensed. All right, Robert, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you. He's right. He's right. Try to put something in the hands of government and then get it back. Good luck. I mean, look at this daggum grocery tax we got in Alabama. Multiple times down in Montgomery, I'd see a bill coming. I'd go, oh, good, getting rid of grocery tax. Oh, no, they put a stringer on it. As long as we can raise a tax over here or do away with a tax exemption over here, we can do away with the grocery tax there. No, folks, you got a surplus. How about you do something? Anyway, all right, Boomer, tell you what, take us to a break, man. Perfect time. Let's do that. I'll come back. I got an article here from Town Hall you might want to hear about. It's titled "An IRS That's Armed and Dangerous." Oh, Lord. And then top of the hour, my friend Becky Gerritsen, who herself was a target of the IRS when she was with the Wetumpka Tea Party, she's going to talk to us about where we're headed. It's a dangerous, slippery slope. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. We're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right, covering all of North Alabama. Man, we are south of Birmingham to north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right, listen, we are here, it's kind of interesting. So here we are talking about this bill about to be signed into law, and ba-boom. Right there on both of the big screens up here in the studio, I now have the image of President Joe Biden talking to us as he prepares to sign the bill into law. So, yeah, unless Republicans can find the wherewithal, the kahunas, the brass, if you will, to come into office and take the House and the Senate this fall and repeal this or defund at least a portion of it, this is what's going to happen. You're going to have an IRS that's going to have 87,000 new hey, Boomer, look up something for me real quick. Look up the size of the U.S. Marine Corps. What is the size of the U.S. Marine Corps? Because my recollection is there are something like 62,000 current employees and agents of the IRS. They're going to add 87,000 to that. So what is that, 149,000? What's the size, bud?
180,000.
So this is almost the same size as the Marine Corps. That's just unreal. I mean, okay. Yeah, Boomer just shakes his head and throws his hands in the air. I wish y'all could see the reaction. Sometimes the reaction from Boomer is better than what I can do.
I know. I need it.
I need to
just have a camera. Just me throwing my arms up.
We need to find a sound effect that gives you the what would it be like if we had a sound effect like holy cow or
I got to think of something good.
Yeah, we got to find us a sound effect that's right. like you know the kind of thing like that ain't right. You know, like I don't know like. Somebody.
What in the world?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure one out. There's got to be something out there. But, you know, here he is. He's on screen right now. He's talking. I don't know what he's saying, but he's got that kind of squinty-eyed, serious look that he gets sometimes. He's kind of, you know how he kind of rocks back and forth when he talks? And then he gets that squinty-eyed. He looks in the microphone, man. Talk about Corn Pop. I fought Corn Pop. Corn Pop was a rough dude. Had a chain. Whatever. Anyway, Biden apparently is saying this bill is a godsend and it's long overdue. Make it stop, somebody. Well, listen, coming up top of the hour here in a few minutes, my friend Becky Gerritsen will be on to tell us firsthand what it's like to be targeted by the IRS and how she had to push back and her organization was being denied its opportunities to do the work they wanted to do under the same standards that everybody else was supposed to be under, and yet they weren't being held to the same standard. Yeah, it took a fight. You got a caller for me, bud? What you got there? Line one. Oh, line one. Brian. Brian from Huntsville. How you doing, bud?
Doing well. Thank you. But when the cat's away, the mice will play. And Biden was he was away even before he was put into office.
Yes.
But the but if you remember, the IRS was buying rounds under the Obama rounds of ammunition for the IRS during his administration. They were stocking up then.
Oh yeah,
and this is all in preparation for this.
In fact, I've got a study right here. That's a great segue, Brian. Not like you read my notes or something, but OpenTheBooks.com just reported that the IRS has 2,159 special agents, but they spent $21.3 million on guns, ammunition, and military style equipment. Over the last 15 years, the agency stockpiled 4,500 guns, 5 million rounds of ammo. It says, how many of the new 87,000 employees will be armed? And why do they need them anyway? You got to ask yourself.
They're waiting for the extra agents.
Yeah.
You have a good one, sir.
See you, bud. So that's the story. By the way, the quote that I just gave you there came from an article on townhall.com written by Stephen Moore. Stephen Moore has been, you know, an economist, a pundit, somebody who's been out there in conservative parlance for quite a while. And he points out, he said that there's a patronizing dismissal of any concerns about taxpayer abuses by simply saying, if you're not cheating on your taxes, you have nothing to worry about. But then he goes on and says this. He says, that's the language of tyrants. He said, I personally went through a 3-year dispute with the IRS, which cost me tens of thousands of dollars in attorney and tax accountant fees, until the IRS snoops did a, whoops, we're sorry, we're wrong, have a nice day. And they just walk off. I mean, there's no recompense. There's no reimbursing you for costs out of pocket when they were wrong. And it says, when you're under an IRS investigation and the agency places a lien on your bank account, you're just guilty until you prove yourself innocent. That is absolutely not due process. And he points out what we're going to talk about with Becky Gerritsen here in a few minutes, that there was a day when Lois Lerner and the Tea Party situation was at the top of all the headlines. Folks, I'm just going to tell you, I don't like where this is headed. And my friend Becky Gerritsen knows about it firsthand. So here's the deal. 1819 News has a story that came out this morning. It was perfect timing. Here I was thinking I was going to do this segment of the Triple Dipper. And lo and behold, 1819's thinking along the same lines, apparently. And they've got a story that says, Obama-era IRS victim Becky Gerritsen warns 87,000 new agents could be part of another targeting scheme. To refresh your memories in case you don't know, like I said earlier, she's now the executive director of the Eagle Forum, but she formerly headed up the Wetumpka Tea Party. They filed the paperwork like any other organization is supposed to be to become a 501c4. It's a nonprofit tax-exempt organization that's allowed to do political activities. They filed the paperwork in 2010. 2 years later, they got a list of additional demands because they still had not been approved. Listen, folks, as an attorney, I have helped people set up their 501 organizations. I've had them respond back as quickly as 6 weeks. It can happen. But yeah, they waited 2 years to send them a list of invasive questions wanting to know who their donors were, what the dates and the amounts of their donations were, and to try and invade the province of the, you know, the sanctity of the donor and the donee. Yeah, it was bad. Well, they had to fight it. They eventually got their 501c4, but not without a fight. Why? Well, the true belief is because they were conservatives. All right, Becky Gerritsen from the Eagle Forum coming up next. Y'all stay tuned. It's going to be good. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.